You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got to tell you, speaking of, I think I told you my son is now vegetarian. And Gretchen, since he's visiting, the food items we eat so that there's always a vegetarian choice for him.
Something with beans.
Yeah, so get a load of this. Last night, she made like homemade taco things, soft shell taco things. And instead of meat, she makes it with pecans. Have you had this before?
No, I would rather not.
Listen to me and keep an open mind.
It disguises it. You put in a little smoky flavor and some taco seasoning, and right?
So she boils the pecans and mashes them and then puts seasoning in. And it's just like ground beef.
Sure. Yeah.
And it was totally fine. So,
well, I would imagine so.
Yeah, it was actually quite good.
Huh.
So I just want to say, I know you would never try it, but man, she...
I would try it.
She was messing that around in the pan, and I was like, what is that? And she told me, and I was like, holy crap, that's actually really good.
That's smart. That's healthier.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Sounds like a lot of work.
But not for me. The most work I had was lifting a fork to my mouth. So, what's going on in your house?
Big day for Rita Reno, my son. After 7 days, he is getting his little iPad mini back and his Nintendo Switch back today. We have had to ground him because we've had some issues with some back-talking and being rude and not being very nice to his little sister.
Mm-hmm.
So things had to be taken away for a while.
In other words, he's been a 10-year-old.
Yeah, he has. Okay. And I don't know where he's getting this little attitude and this back-talk jerk style. We're wondering if it's from a few of the neighbor kids who are just a little bit older than him, or, you know, of course, he's probably picking up things from school, but like he's been having to walk Lila to her class at school, and instead of walking with her and making sure that she gets there, you know, okay, he like walks behind her and shoves her the whole way and tells her to hurry up and get moving. And she came home and told us that he was doing that. And we were like, you know, you're the big brother. You're supposed to be looking out for her, blah, blah, blah. You know, gave him the whole spiel. Mm-hmm. So that was part of the reason he got everything taken away. But yeah, he gets it back today. So we'll see. We'll see how, if this works and if he shapes up, you know. I've actually kind of liked it because he's gotten back into doing other things. You know, you see him being more creative and he's getting back with his crocheting that he was doing during the pandemic. And it's kind of nice not having the video games on all the time.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it's really nice.
You know, you said I don't know where he's getting this. I would offer my theory on this because, and this is just my theory, I've never heard anybody else talk about this. People are always quick to blame movies for violence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, all these violent movies are going to make, you know, kids think that violence is okay. But I don't know. But I do believe that since the trend over the last, I don't know how many decades has been, every child on TV is smarter than their parents and teaches their parents things and sasses their parents. I think Hollywood has taught young people to be more aggressive in a way with their parents, that it is acceptable behavior to act that way.
Could be.
If you take any movie or TV show and you watch it, the kids might be 9 or 10 years old, but they're always wiser than the parents, and they lecture the parents and they teach them. And I think kids watch that and they start thinking, yeah, I am smarter than mom and dad.
That. Yeah, no, you're not. You're not. Yeah, no. So, I mean, that very well could be. And, I mean, maybe a lot of the neighbor kids are watching that kind of stuff, and it's rubbing off on him because I think that's the biggest influence is the kids in the neighborhood saying things and doing things that he's picking up on. And I mean, even the younger one. There is this little girl in the neighborhood. I think she is 5 years old. And she was riding around on her bike the other day, and I go, hey, Sarah, what are you doing? And she looks at me and goes, I'm riding down the street, you dingus. And then she just keeps on riding. I'm like, First of all, what's a dingus?
You.
Like, and why are you calling me that? I'm an adult. And it was just so shocking. I didn't know whether I should have been mad or laughed, and chose the later.
Dingus is actually a term of respect and endearment.
Oh, is it? No, I don't think so.
In some cultures, the dingus is the person who is most revered and honored.
Coming out of that little fibril. I'm just riding down the street, you dingus. I was like, well, screw you, kid. So I ran up there and shoved her down.